Good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，下午好。
This time, the brothers gave me the assignment is about sonship and inheritance.
这一次弟兄们给我的托付乃是讲到儿子的名分和基业。
Yeah, both of these terms are actually in Ephesians chapter 1.
这两个词都在以弗所书第一章里出现。
And actually, they are closely related.
实际上他们是彼此非常紧密相连的。
And I'm very thankful that in the past few sessions, our brothers have actually gone into Ephesians 1 quite a bit.
我非常感谢主，在过去几堂里面，弟兄们已经在以弗所书里面讲了许多。
So we pray that this afternoon, the Lord will help us to go into this matter of sonship.
所以我祷告主，在今天下午，主帮助我们一同来看儿子的名分这件事情。
And tomorrow, Lord's willing.We'll go into this matter of inheritance.
明天下午主若许可，我们要来看基业。
So let's read a few scriptures.
让我们一同来读几处的经文。
I think the first one we can read Romans chapter 8, verse 14 and 15.
第一处是罗马书第八章第十四第十五节。
Yeah.For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption or spirit of sonship, by which we cry out, Abba, Father.
因为凡被神的灵引导的都是神的儿子。你们所受的不是奴仆的心仍旧害怕，所受的乃是儿子的心，因此我们呼叫阿巴父。
I would like to clarify that actually it's the spirit of the son and then the spirit of his son. Yeah, they call spirit.
我在这里说明一下，在中文里面讲到奴仆的心或儿子的心，原意都是奴仆的灵或者儿子的灵。
Yeah, okay. Let's turn to Galatians chapter 4.
我们再看加拉太书第四章。
And we read a few verses here from 4 to 7.
我们读几节圣经，第四章第四节到第七节。
But when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive sonship. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. Therefore you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then the heir of God through Christ.
第四节，及至时候满足，
第四节，对，
要把律法以下的人赎出来，叫我们得着儿子的名分。你们既为儿子，神就差他儿子的灵进入你们的心，叫你们呼，进入你们的心呼叫阿巴父。可见从此以后，你不是奴仆，乃是儿子了。既是儿子，就靠着神为后嗣。
Yes, here I like to call your attention again, so that we might receive sonship.
在这里，我要大家留意，我们可以得着儿子的名分这句话。
Right, and then the next one is The next one is Ephesians chapter 1.
下一处是以弗所书第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4 to 6.
以弗所书第一章第四节到第六节。
Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestined us to sonship as Son by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace, by which He made us accepted in the Beloved.
就如神从创立世界以前在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁无有瑕疵，又因爱我们就按着自己意志所喜悦的预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分，使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞。这恩典是他在爱子里所赐给我们众人的。
And then let's turn to the Old Testament, Genesis chapter 17. This is about Isaac.
请我们再翻到创世纪第17章, 这里讲到关于以撒的事情。
Verse 18 to 21.
第18到21节。
Yeah, we will just read one sentence at a time. And Abraham said to God, Oh, that Ishmael may live before you.
亚伯拉罕对神说, 但愿以实玛利活在你面前。
Then God said, No, Sarah your wife shall bear you a son, and you shall call his name Isaac. I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant and with his ascendance after him.
神说, 不然，你妻子撒拉要给你生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫以撒。我要与他坚定所立的约，做他后裔永远的约。And
verse 20. As for Ishmael, I have heard you. Behold, I have blessed him, and will make him fruitful, and will multiply him exceedingly. He shall beget 12 princes, and I will make him a great nation.
至于以实玛利，我也应允你，我必赐福给他，使他昌盛极其繁多。他必生12个族长，我也要使他成为大国。In
verse 21, But my covenant I will establish with Isaac, whom Sarah shall bear to you at this set time next year.
第21节，到明年这十节， 撒拉必给你生以撒，我要与他坚定所立的约。Now,
I want brother and sister to pay attention. Verse 20 says, As to Ishmael, I will bless him.
我请大家留意第20节，他说到, 至于以实玛利，我也应允你，我必赐福给他。But
verse 21, it says, But my covenant I will establish with Isaac.
在21节就说, 至于 以撒，我要与他坚定所立的约。Yes,
the last one we read is about David. This is Psalm 89.
最后一处是关于大卫的，我们读诗篇89篇。
And this is where the Lord Jehovah referring to David as his son.
在这里我们看见主耶和华他说到大卫，称他做我的儿子。And
Verse 26, Psalm 89, verse 26. He shall call to me, You are my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation.
他要称呼我说, 你是我的父，是我的神。
And verse 27,
第27节,
Also I will make him my firstborn, the highest of the kings of the earth.
我要立他为长子,
And verse 28, My mercy I will keep for him forever, and my covenant shall stand firm with him.
第28节，我要为他存留我的慈爱，直到永远。
So I would underline in verse 28, My covenant shall stand firm with him.
28章后面他讲到
我的约，
我与他立的约必要坚定到永远。
Amen. Yeah, and then let's read just one more verse. And this is Hebrews chapter 12.
请大家再读一处的经文，在希伯来书第十二章。
And verse 5 and 6.
第六节。
This is talking about chastening.
在这里讲到管教。
And you have forgotten the exhortation which spoke to you as to sons. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor be discouraged when you are rebuked by him.
你们又忘了那劝你们如同劝儿子的话说，我儿不可轻看主的管教，被他责备的时候也不可灰心。
For whom the Lord loves, he chastens.And scourges every son whom he receives.
因为主所爱的，他必管教，又鞭打凡所收纳的儿子。
Let's bow our head and word of prayer.
请我们低头，我们有一点祷告。
Lord, we have read your words.
主啊，我们已经读了你的话语。
And Lord, we marvel at the wonderful intention you had for us.
主啊，我们稀奇你向着我们那奇妙的意念。
Lord, in the Old Testament time, you had a covenant with your sons.
主啊，你在旧约时代，你与你的众子立约。
And in the New Testament time, you gave us this thing called sonship.
在新约时代，你给我们这称作儿子名分的事情。
Lord, we really thank you. We really praise you.
主啊，我们真正的感谢你，我们也敬赞美你。
How you have esteemed us.
主啊，你何等尊重我们。
And more than beyond we can imagine.
是远超过我们所能想象的。
So Lord, this afternoon we pray that you show us your glory.
所以今天下午我们向你祷告，愿你向我们显出你的荣耀。
Bring us to your intention.
把我们带到你的心意中。
Give us a willingness to be your sons according to your sonship.
给我们一个乐意的心，我们愿意照着你儿子的名分来做你的儿子。
Thank you, Lord. In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
主，我们感谢你，奉我们主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, we have read many scriptures.
弟兄姊妹们，我们已经读了许多的经文。
I hope that we grasp this thing. In the New Testament time, the Lord has a deep burden in him to bring us into his sonship.
我们盼望在新约圣经里面讲到神要把我们带进他儿子的名分这件事，抓住我们的心。
And then in the Old Testament time, the Lord, in the case of Isaac and in the case of David, gave us this thing called covenant.
在旧约时代在以撒和大卫的例子里面，在那里我们看见这个儿子神与他立约。
Yes, particularly the covenant as to sons.
特别是关乎儿子所立的约。
So that this sonship and this covenant as regarding sons was very serious matter in the hearts of God.
所以这个对于儿子们，神心中有一个儿子名分的事情是非常重要的。
And brothers and sisters, when I think when we read English Bible in the New Testament, it's called adoption. Some translation called adoption.
若是弟兄姊妹是读英文的，我们在英文有些版本里面，儿子的名分被称作好像是被领养的。
Yeah, but it's the same word. Adoption and sonship are the same word.
这一个被领养和做儿子得着儿子的名分是同一个字。
So in time past, I sometimes thought adoption meaning I'm so poor, so the Lord just bring me to take care of me.
在过去，我每次读到这里，读到这个领养的时候，就感觉我非常的贫穷，所以神呢怜悯我就收养了我。
But dear brothers and sisters, when you really read it, It's not so. It is the either adoption or sonship means something very, very serious in the heart of God.
但是弟兄姊妹却不是这样的。无论是收养或者是得着儿子的名分，这是同一回事，在神的心中是非常非常宝贵和重要的。
Yeah, the sonship to the Lord is His expectation for us to be.
对于主来说，这个儿子的名分乃是他对我们身上我们将要达到的一个期望。
Yeah, the Greek word, a Greek word of sonship, meaning he established us as sons.
在希腊的文化里面，这一个做儿子得着儿子的名分，乃是父亲立这个孩子做他的儿子。
Yeah, it's either in the culture or the word itself. It means to set as son.
无论是文化上或者这个字义上，就是把他立做儿子。
And you may be born by him, or you may not be born by him. It doesn't matter. He sets you as sons.
我们可能是他所生的，或者不是他所生的，这无关重要。重要的乃是他立我们做儿子。
Yeah, you have come to his expectation, come to a qualification that he set us as his son.
在这个期望里面讲到一个资格，他能够立我们做他的儿子。
So, brothers and sisters, today, I think I will just go a little deeper in the scripture to see how this the Lord's idea evolved in the from Old Testament to New Testament.
所以弟兄姊妹们，今天下午我们要来深入的看一看圣经里面这个儿子和儿子的名分是怎样一步一步往前推展，而把它的意义显明出来。
Yeah, when the Lord set a covenant in the Old Testament, his basic idea is, I will be your God.
在旧约圣经里面讲到神与人立约，它基本的意义乃是我要做你的神。
And then the implications, you have to see him as your only God.
它的含义乃是说我们要认他做我们独一的神。
And no other God.
没有其他的神。
And no other heavenly father.
再没有其他的所谓的天父。
And the other aspect is he will provide.
另外一面乃是他要供应。
Yeah, he is fully responsible for us.
他向我们完全的负责。
So that's what covenant means. If you readThere's Genesis chapter 17. The word covenant appears again and again and again.
这是我们在创世纪第十七章里面那一再出现约这个字它的意义。
Yeah, and then when we read about this story of Isaac,
当我们读以撒的故事的时候
，and then we see that when the Lord said, "I'm going to have a covenant with you to Abraham,"
我们看见。神向亚伯拉罕说我要与你立约。
And Abraham said, I have no son. I have only Ishmael. May Ishmael live before you.
亚伯拉罕向神说我没有儿子除了以实玛利以外，愿以实玛利活在你的面前。
And the Lord said, yes, yes, I'm going to bless him.
神就说是的是的，我也要祝福他。
But my covenant I will make with Isaac.
但是我所要立的约乃是要与以撒立的。
So, dear brothers and sisters, you see a thing here.
所以弟兄姊妹们，在这里我们看见一件事。
The sonship or the covenant has nothing to do with flesh relationship.
所以在这里我们看见这一个儿子的名分和他的约和我们肉身的关系是毫不相干的。
Both Ishmael and the future Isaac.Will be born out of Abraham.
以实玛利和将要出生的以撒都是从亚伯拉罕生的。
But the Lord says, "My covenant I will make only with Isaac."
但是神却对亚伯拉罕说，我所要立的约是对着以撒的，是对着以撒的。
Of course, he will still bless Ishmael.
当然，他也要祝福以实玛利。
Yeah, with the he will multiply.
他要繁衍。
Yeah, he will be prosperous.
他要昌盛。
But my covenant I make with Isaac.
但是我与以撒立约。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
this covenant or this sonship is not a flesh relationship.
所以这一个儿子的名分，这个约 和肉身是毫不相干的。
Yes, it is a spiritual relationship.
这是一个属灵的关系。
It comes with promise.
这是从应许而来的。
It will have responsibility.
它有责任。
Yeah, and then it has representation.
并且它也有代表性。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，We are all familiar with the term.
我们都熟悉这些名词。
When the Lord met Moses,
当主遇见摩西的时候
，He said, "I am the God of Abraham. I am the God of Isaac. I am the God of Jacob."
他说我是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神。
So the Lord's idea is anybody sees Abraham, anybody sees Isaac, anybody sees Jacob, they know that they have a God.
所以在这句话的意思背后呢，是说任何人看见了亚伯拉罕、以撒和雅各，他们都知道在他们背后他们有一位神。
Yes, so this is a representation.
所以这是一个代表。
So the Lord asked his son to represent him.
所以主要他的儿子来代表他自己。
And the Lord also asked his sons to be responsible.
并且主也要求他的儿子要负责任。
All the spiritual blessings.
所有属灵的祝福。
And all the inheritance.
所有的基业。
Will be your responsibility.
都是我们的职责范围。
So that's the basic idea of a covenant.
这是那个约。里面基本的意义。
And that's also the idea of sonship today.
这也是今天儿子的名分里面的意念。
And then the other thing is, you know, Isaac, when the Lord gave Abraham Isaac, he already had something in mind.
另外一件事情，当主耶和华把以撒赐给亚伯拉罕的时候，他心中有一个意念。
One of these days, when Isaac is old enough to carry a wood, then you have to offer him to me as burnt offering.
有一天那个日子将到，当以撒能够背柴的时候，你就要把他带到山上，把他当作燔祭献给我。
Yeah, we know the story.
我们都知道这个故事。
Now Abraham did by faith.
亚伯拉罕因着信，他就如此行了。
And the Lord gave Isaac back to him.
主把以撒再还给亚伯拉罕。
But from that point on, the Lord take Isaac as his own son.
从那一天开始，主就把以撒收为他自己的儿子。
So in terms of flesh, he is still the son of Abraham.
所以就着肉身来说，他仍然是亚伯拉罕的儿子。
But in spirit, he was son of God.
但是就灵来说，他乃是神的儿子。
And the Lord says that all the nations in the world will be blessed by the seed.
而主告诉他说，地上的万国都要因你的后裔得福。
So brothers and sisters, later, when we come to Exodus,
所以弟兄姊妹们，当我们来到之后的出埃及记时候，
When the Lord told Moses to Pharaoh,
主借着摩西向法老说，
Tell Pharaoh,
告诉法老说，
Israel is my son.
以色列是我的儿子。
Is my firstborn.
是我的长子。
You let him go so that he can serve me.
你要容他去好侍奉我。
This is in Exodus chapter 4.
这是在出埃及记第四章。
So dear brothers and sisters, this is a tremendous statement.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这是一个极大的一个陈述。
On one hand, the Lord said, you know, they will be my son.
一面来说，主说他要做我的儿子。
And you have to let them go.
你要容他去。
They belong to me, they don't belong to you.
他们属于我，他们不属于你。
And on the other hand,
但另外一面，
brothers and sisters, when we see the history of Israel,
弟兄姊妹们，若是我们看以色列的历史，
oftentimes they do not look like a son.
许多时候他们看起来不像儿子。
Most of the time, they don't look like a son.
大部分的时候他们都不看起来都不像儿子。
But brothers and sisters, the Lord took them as his son.
但是主却收他们做儿子。
Most of the people didn't care.
许多人都不在乎。
The Lord says, I brought up my children.
主说我把我的儿女养大了。
They rebel against me.
他们就背叛了我。
Now, ox knows their master.
牛认识他们的主人。
And the donkey knew its master's crib.
驴认识他主人的槽。
But Israel did does not know me.
但是以色列却不认识我。
My people do not consider.
我的民他们不留意。
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
like what our brothers led us to sing this song this morning, this afternoon.
就像今天下午刚才我们弟兄带我们所读所唱的那首诗歌。
There's still David.
只有主找到了大卫。
There's still David.
有一位啊。
There is still Nehemiah.
那里仍然有大卫，仍然有尼希米。
There's still so many people.
还有许多其他的人。
So care.
他们留意
在乎。They were no longer children.
他们不再只是做儿女了。
They were God's sons.
他们乃是神的儿子了。
So thank the Lord.
所以感谢主。
Over the generations.
在历世历代以来。
The Lord never gave them up.
主从来没有放弃过。
And this is our Father.
这是我们的父。
Now, when we come to the time of David,
当我们来到大卫的时代,
the Bible records David in a very wonderful way.
圣经记载大卫呢,是非常奇妙的。
The sonship we read is explicit in Psalm 89.
刚才我们读诗篇89篇讲到儿子的名分是非常明显清楚的。
Yeah, yeah, the Bible didn't really say any other person to be his son. But the Bible says that David is his son.
圣经里面没有对任何人主这样说到他是做我的儿子，唯有对大卫说，他说你是我的儿子。
Yes, I'm talking about Old Testament time.
我是讲到旧约时代。
And then the wonder is David had a response to sonship.
不稀奇的，所以大卫呢，他对于这个儿子的名分，他有一个回应。
We didn't see Isaac's response to sonship. We didn't see that much.
我们在以撒的身上没有看见太多他对儿子的名分所做的回应。
Yeah, the Bible didn't record that.
圣经没有记载。
And the Israel we know.
以色列我们也知道。
You know, we just mentioned.
我们刚刚才提到。
It oftentimes broke the heart of God.
许多时候他们伤神的心。
But then comes to David.
但是来到大卫。
You know, David, from his youth.
大卫即便在他年轻的时候。
This Jehovah Lord was always his father.
这位耶和华主神一直都做他的父亲。
When he was a shepherd tending the sheep.
当他做牧童在那里照顾羊群的时候。
When the bears and the wolf came.
当熊和狮子来的时候。
And then, and lion, he chased them out.
他就把他们赶走。
He said, the Lord Jehovah was with me.
他说主耶和华与我同在。
When he fought the Goliath.
当他与哥利亚征战的时候。
He told Goliath.
他告诉哥利亚。
You came to me with spear, with sword.
你靠刀靠枪。来与我征战。
But I came to you by the name of Jehovah the host.
但是我是奉万军之耶和华的名与你征战。
And later when he was after he killed Goliath, trouble came to him.
在他杀了哥利亚之后，有许多的苦难临到他。
And over 10 years he was chased by Saul.
超过十年以上的时间他被扫罗追赶。
I think just about 10 years, yeah.
我想大概十年。
Yeah. But then he said, there's a second chance he could kill Saul.
有好几次他可以杀扫罗。
And the second time he could kill Saul, he said.
第二次他可以杀扫罗的时候他说。
He didn't kill him, of course.
当然他没有杀扫罗。
He said, the Lord, you know, if the Lord wants you to kill me, just kill me.
他对扫罗说：“若是主要你杀我，请你杀我。
”If somebody else wants you to kill me,
如果其余的人要你杀我
，and he wants to drive me out of your inheritance,
你要把我赶出耶和华产业之外嘛
？Yet these people want to chase me out of the inheritance of the Lord.
这些要扫罗杀大卫的人，他们要把大卫从神的产业之地赶出去。
I could not accept that.
我不能接受这个。
And then I cannot accept to shed my blood outside of the Lord's presence.
我不能接受我的血流在耶和华同在之外的地方。
So all his life, the Lord Jehovah is always there, right in front of him.
所以在他的一生， 我们的主耶和华神都一直在他的面前。
When he became king,
当他做了王之后
he immediately did three things.
他立刻做了三件事情。
He took Jerusalem.
他取得了耶路撒冷。
He brought back the ark.
他带回了约柜。
And also he told the Lord, the Lord, I want to build you a house.
他也向主祷告说，主啊，我愿为你建造居所。
This Jerusalem,
这个耶路撒冷
it has been given to Israel, but Israel could not occupy it for about 400 years.
他曾经神已经赐给以色列人，但是以色列人呢，却一直没有办法胜过仇敌，没有得着他有400多年。
This ark was in the woods for 70 years.
约柜在树林里面有将近70年。
Yeah, yeah. And also house, the Lord's house. The Lord says, nobody ever mentioned this to me.
并且神的居所在那之前从来没有一个人向神提到要为他建居所。
So, dear brothers and sisters, David, for David, the interest of the Lord, what Lord want, occupies his heart.
所以对大卫而言，神里面的兴趣，在神心中的意念一直占据了大卫的心。
How the Lord was thinking is what David thought.
主心中所想的一直都在大卫的意念里。
Yes, he may not be fully understand, but he wants to know what the Lord is thinking.
可能他并不完全的了解，但是他一直要知道主心中所要的、想的是什么。
He wants to feel the feeling of the Lord.
他要能够感觉主心中的感觉。
He knows one thing. The Lord wants to sit to live among his people and talk to them.
他知道一件事情，就是主盼望住在他百姓中间，与他的百姓交谈。
And he made every effort to make that happen.
他用了一切的努力使那个能够实现。
So when we come to the New Testament,
所以来到新约时代
Acts chapter 13,
在使徒行传第十三章
And Paul says, the Lord says, I have found David, my servant, he's after my heart, he will do all my will.
在使徒行传第十三章里面，保罗为他做见证说，主说，我找到了大卫，他是合我心意的人，凡事要遵行我的旨意。
Dear brothers and sisters,
So
I think the Lord, when the Lord sees David, he really found a son that loved him.
我们看见主看见大卫的时候，他在大卫身上看见一个做儿子爱父亲的心。
Yeah, he can see David who thinks the thought of him.
他看见大卫呢，能够思想父心中所想的。
And his heart, his feeling, he tried to feel.What the father feels.
他的心他的感觉要感觉父心中所感觉的。
Thank the Lord. Many years, 1,000 years after David, Lord Jesus came.
感谢主在大卫之后大约1000年主耶稣来了。
And when Lord Jesus came,
当主耶稣来的时候
you know, all these things that the Lord want in a son.
主在儿子里面所盼望要得着的
Yeah, this covenant
就是这个约
And this covenant, this love, this responsibility, this representation
这个约这个爱这个责任还有这个代表
The all is found perfectly, fully in Jesus Christ
这四样事情在主耶稣基督里面都完全的被我们看见
You know, as to the love
关于说到爱
You know, we used to, I mean, people used to understand the Lord has a requirement for his sons.
我们人们都了解呢，主对于他的儿子有一个要求。
It's called Ten Commandments.
这个称作十诫。
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. How hard?
一二三四五六七八九十，有多难呢？
And how troublesome.
而且有多麻烦呢
Now here comes Lord Jesus.
但是这里主耶稣来了。
What is the Ten Commandments?
什么是十诫呢
It is love.
乃是爱。
It's love your God with all your heart, all your soul and all your mind and all your might.
对主耶稣而言，这十诫乃是你要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。
So when people thought this requirement, the Lord Jesus thought this is love.
对人们而言，这是一个要求。对主耶稣而言，这乃是一个爱。
And then this matter of responsibility.
讲到责任这件事。
Now at the end of the day before the Lord was crucified.
在我们主耶稣要上十字架之前一天。
He had a prayer to his father.
他向着父亲有一个祷告。
That's John chapter 17.
就是在约翰福音第十七章。
The early part.
在那。这个祷告的前一半
He said, Lord, what you have sent me to do, I have done.
他向父说父啊你要我行的我都行了
Brothers and sisters, we have been people through 20 centuries have been looking at the Lord Jesus' life with a microscope.
在过去的二十个世纪里面人好像用显微镜来看我们主耶稣在地上所行的一切事情。
But you have to agree. Everyone has to agree. Yes, he has done everything his father sent him to do.
但是每一个人去检查过以后，都必须要承认，是的，他做的每一件事都是照着父所托付的。
And the next day, he was crucified.
第二天，他就被钉了十字架。
And then when he on the cross, he turned to us.
在十字架上，他却转向我们。
He said, "It is finished."
他说，成了。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，It is because of that you and me today are free from any bondage.
就是因此，你和我今天能够从一切的捆绑中得着了自由。
Now, as to this matter of representation,
对于这个代表这件事
，Apostle John had a very categorical, a very complete statement on Lord Jesus being the representation.
使徒约翰有一句话非常总括的把主耶稣做代表这件事说明出来。
No one ever seen God, but the only begotten Son in the bosom of the Father, he declares him.
从来没有人看见过父，唯有他怀中的独生子将它表明出来。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，These days we have been, brought into this glory thing.
这几天我们被带进荣耀这件事里面。
And then, I think it's the Second Corinthians. It says, "The glory, God's glory appears in the face of Jesus."
我想在哥林多后书里面，我们已经。谈到了神的荣光如今显在耶稣基督的面上。
How can we see the glory of the Father?
我们怎么能注视父的荣耀呢
？We look at the face of Jesus.
我们只要看见主耶稣的脸。
If we are willing, if we are humble, if we can see the face of the Lord Jesus, then we can see the glory of the Father.
如果我们愿意，若是我们谦卑的话，我们能够看见。从主耶稣的脸上看见父的荣耀。
Now this matter of covenant.
那么我们现在来讲约这件事情。
The covenant, there's a very amazing a phrase in Isaiah.
在以赛亚书里面有一个非常奇妙的一句话。
Is Isaiah chapter 42.
在以赛亚书第四十二章。
Talking about the Lord's servant.
在那里讲到主的仆人。
Behold my servant.
看啊，我的仆人。
And then coming to verse 6.
来到了第六节。
And he says, he is the covenant of my people.
他是做我众民的立约的中保。
Yes. And actually, the 中保, this mediator actually in Chinese Bible is actually has dots on it.
在中文讲中保呢原来是没有这个意思。
It translation is just covenant.
它真正的翻译应该是约。
So the Lord Jesus is not only the mediator, but he actually is the covenant itself.
主不仅做我们那个约的中保，他实际上就是那个约。
So Covenant is a large word, but the covenant having to do with son is very specific.
约是一个很大的词，但是它关于儿子的话呢，它是非常的特定的。
Yeah, covenant, with Isaac, covenant with David.
与以撒立约，与大卫坚定他的约。
And in fact, today, it's embedded in sonship.
事实上，今天在儿子的名分里面。就是那个约。
Now, that covenant, Isaiah says, is Lord Jesus.
在以赛亚书里面讲到这个约的时候，它是指着我们的主耶稣说的。
He is the covenant with my people.
他是我与我百姓们中间的那个约。
What does that mean?
那是什么意思呢？
That means everyone, if you just have a look at Jesus, you will know what that covenant means.
就是告诉我们说，任何人若是我们看见了主耶稣，明白了他，我们就明白约是什么。
If we just turn your eyes upon Jesus,
如果我们转眼来注视主耶稣
，and then you will see what God wants of out of you and me as His sons.
若是我们看见神在你我身上要求我们怎样做他的儿子
，Yeah, that you can see in Jesus.
而这一切。唯有在耶稣基督里可以看见。
Now, also, when you see Jesus, turn your eyes upon Jesus, you know one thing, that it can be done.
而且另外一件，就是我们转眼注视耶稣的时候，有另外一件事就是神的要求都可以完成、
yes,
实现。
This covenant can be accomplished, actually, in you and in me.
这个约实际上在你我里面都可以实现。
So that's what it means that he is the covenant of my people.
这就是以赛亚说的，他是我与我百姓中间的约。
You know, note that it's a covenant with my people.
在这里讲到他是我与百姓中间的众民的约。
So brothers and sisters,If we are his people,
我们弟兄姊妹们，我们是他的子民。
Then he is our covenant.
那么他就做了我们的约。
However, if we don't want to be God's people,
然而若是我们不愿意做神的子民，
then the Lord Jesus is not going to be our covenant.
那么主耶稣就没有办法做我们的约。
He cannot make us close to God.
他没有办法使我们亲近神。
But so, the Lord, our Lord, our brother this morning said it so clearly. We have to know that we have to make sure that we are saved.
所以今天早晨我们的弟兄告诉我们，我们必须要清楚确定的知道我们是得救的。
Okay, so this is what the Lord Jesus before his father.
这就是主耶稣，我们的主耶稣在他父面前的情形。
You know, all the covenant,All what the Son is required to be, the Lord Jesus fulfilled and more.
所有对于儿子所要求要成就的，在耶稣基督里面都已经完成了。
Now turn around that to us what Jesus means.
现在我们再转过来，对我们而言，主耶稣是什么意思？
You know, what does Lord Jesus, the significance of him?Between this thing called sonship and us.
就是他和我们之间关于那个儿子的名分他的意义到底是什么
Yeah. You know, brothers and sisters, the John's Gospel, at the very beginning, it says, basically it says, the sonship comes to us through him.
在约翰福音里面我们看见了他基本上告诉我们这一个我们得着儿子的名分是通过他
Yes, the Lord Jesus in the John's Gospel chapter 1
在约翰福音第一章
Yeah, it says He came to his own received him not
讲到他来到自己的人中间他自己的人却不接待他
But those who receive him and believe in his name
但是凡接待他的就是相信他名的人
He gave them the right to be called God's children.
他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女
And that these people, they were not born of the flesh or the will of the flesh or the will of men, but they are born of God. God.
这等人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的，乃是从神生的。
Brothers and sisters, it's how wonderful this is.
弟兄姊妹们，这是何等的奇妙。
Yes, through the Lord Jesus, we are really saved.
如果我们借着主耶稣基督，我们真的得救了。
Where does this heavenly life come to us?
这一个属天的生命怎么临到我们呢？
It's through the Lord Jesus to us.
是通过耶稣基督到我们身上。
Now we can be God's children.
我们就成为神的儿女。
No longer born of the flesh.
我们再不是凭着肉身生。
No longer born of the will of man.
也不是人意生的。
But we are born of God.
我们乃是从神生的。
Thank the Lord for that.
我们为此感谢主。
Brothers and sisters, this is only the beginning.
这只不过是开始而已。
As our brother said this morning,
就像我们弟兄今天早上说的。
But at the end of Gospel of John,
来到了约翰福音的结尾。
Yeah, after the Lord was crucified and raised.
当主耶稣被钉十字架，从死里复活以后。
And he told Mary.
他告诉玛利亚。
Yeah,Go tell my brothers,
去告诉我的弟兄们
that I'm going to the Father, their Father. I'm going to the God who is their God.
我要去见我的父，也是他们的父；去见我的神，也是他们的神。
You brothers and sisters, thank the Lord for that.
弟兄姊妹们，我们为此感谢主。
These disciples, after 3.5 years,
这些门徒们跟随主有三年半之后
，there's a history.
他们有一个历史。
And then, the Lord Jesus was raised from the dead.
然后主从死里复活了。
From then on, they don't depend on their own effort to follow the Lord. There is a life of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus in them.
从那之后，他们再不靠着自己原来的生命力量来跟从主了。现在在他们里面有一个复活的生命。
And the Lord Jesus said, "They are now my brothers."
现在就称他们做我的弟兄们。
Yes, and then I'm going to see my father, who's their father, my God, their God.
所以主说我要去见我的父，也是他们的父；我的神，也是他们的神。
So, brothers and sisters, you see, at the beginning of John's gospel is God's children. At the end of John's gospel is God's sons.
所以弟兄姊妹们，从约翰福音开头的时候，我们看见我们成为神的儿女，但是到了约翰福音要结束的时候，乃是我们成为神的众子。
Brothers and sisters, this is what the Lord Jesus has opened up for us into sonship.
弟兄姊妹们，这告诉我们说，主耶稣为我们打开了进入儿子名分的路。
Yeah, that big, Children of God and then sons of God.
我们先做神的儿女，然后我们成为神的众子。
We have to thank the Lord for that.
我们要为此感谢我们的神。
It's really glorious.
这是非常荣耀的。
Now, how do we actually this thing become real in our own lives?
那么这件事情怎么变成我们生命中、生活中的经历呢？
That is the work of the Holy Spirit.
那乃是圣灵的工作。
So we thank the Lord, this great idea, this wonderful idea of sonship or covenant is from God the Father.
所以我们感谢主，这个儿子的名分，他是从父神那里起始的。
Yeah, it's an incredible intention of the Lord.
这是我们的神，他里面一个不可想象的一个意念。
And then it comes to us through our Lord Jesus.
那么通过我们的主耶稣基督临到了我们。
And he finished the work on the cross, and he made this thing possible for us.
他在十字架上完成了那个工作，使这件事情在我们身上成为可能。
And then we have to live our life.
然后我们就要过我们的生活。
And the Holy Spirit is going to lead us.
圣灵就来引导我们。
And the Holy Spirit will actually perfect us to be His sons.
圣灵要成全我们，使我们成为他的儿子。
Now this is the story given in the epistles.
这个是在书信里面告诉我们的故事。
You know, all these apostles, we thank the Lord, all these apostles encourage us open up various experiences, instructions, the Lord's word to us to make that happen.
感谢神，所有的使徒们他们的著作在激励我们，也引导我们怎样跟随圣灵进入儿子的名分。
But there is a one line in the letters of Apostle Paul.
但是在使徒保罗的书信里面有这么一句话。
There's a line in there.
有一条线。
Yeah, and then it really helps us to be led by the Holy Spirit.
好像在保罗的书信里面呢，有一个思路的线，它引导我们怎样来跟随圣灵。
Yes, and I think it's because the sonship is such a glorious thing.
我想呢，我认为儿子的名分是如此荣耀的一件事情。
Yes, and then so the Apostle Paul or Apostle Peter, they all sense this is something unusual about this.
所以使徒保罗和使徒彼得呢，他们都感觉到这是一件不同寻常的一件事情。
Remember, Lord Jesus, you know, at the end of John's Gospel, he says, "My Father, your Father." And my God, your God.
我们记得在约翰福音结束的时候，主怎样说到，我的神也是他们的神，我的父也是他们的父。
Yeah, and also you are my brothers.
而且你们是我的弟兄们。
It's very in Apostle Paul's letters, there is a very unusual term.
在使徒保罗的书信里面有一个非常不寻常的词。
Yeah, it talks about God.
他讲到神。
He says, the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他说神，我们主耶稣基督的父。
And this is in Ephesians. This is also, I think it's in, I think it's 2 Corinthians as well. Yeah, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, Ephesians chapter 1.
我想在哥林多后书第一章里面他用这个词，在以弗所书第一章同样的用的词。
And Apostle Paul used it in Peter, 1 Peter.
而且使徒彼得在彼得前书也这样用。
You know, in the past I thought, you know, these brothers are saying something that's too elaborate. Why not simply say my God?
过去呢，我每次读到这里觉得他们好像有一点太冗长了。为什么不简单就说我的神呢？
God and Father, our Lord Jesus Christ.
他却要这样说，神，我们主耶稣基督的父。
So thank the Lord for that.
我们要为此感谢神。
I think what they are saying is this.
我想他在这里要说
的是，you know, the Lord Jesus knows how to serve the Father.
只有我们主耶稣基督知道怎么样来服侍父神。
The Lord Jesus knows how to love the Father.
主耶稣基督知道怎样来爱父亲。
And the Lord Jesus wants us to serve the Father the same way.
而主耶稣盼望我们像他一样的来侍奉神。
And the Lord Jesus wants us to love the Father the same way.
他也盼望我们爱父像他爱父一样。
So my Father, your Father.
所以他说，我的父也是你们的父。
My God, your God.
我的神也是你们的神。
Actually, I think these apostles, they caught that.
好，我相信呢，使徒们他们领会了这个意念。
So, in their epistles, when they talk about loving God, when they talk about serving the Lord, they bring us to a much higher level.
所以在使徒们的书信里面，他们讲到爱神、侍奉神，他们把我们带到一个更高的层面。
Yeah, so thank the Lord for that.
我们为此感谢主。
It is unto the praise of His glory.
这个乃是要使他的荣耀能够得着称赞。
Now, when we come to the this matter of being perfected by the Holy Spirit,
但当我们来到借着圣灵得以被成全的时候
，Yet the Lord Jesus, the first time the Lord Jesus introduced the Holy Spirit, this is in John's Gospel.
主第一次介绍圣灵给门徒们，乃是记载在约翰福音。
Yeah, it's John, John, Gospel of John, chapter 14.
约翰福音第十四章。
Yeah, there the Lord introduced the Holy Spirit as another comforter.
在那里，主耶稣介绍圣灵是另一位保惠师。
The comforter, the Greek word for that is parakletos.
保惠师这个词在希腊文叫做 parakletos。
Yeah, it actually means para. If we learn the high school or junior high geometry,
这个 para 这个词在希腊文，我们在高中读几何学的时候用了这个字。
This is a parallel, meaning line. If you have two lines that never get away with each other,
两条线它们不会交叉，也不会分开。
Yeah.
那条线叫做 parallel line.
Yes.It goes to the end.
平行线
It goes to the from east coast, from west coast to the east coast. Still, the two lines together, just like the track of the train.
即便你一条是在西海岸，一条是在东海岸，他们如果是平行的话，他们仍然是一直这样往前的。
Now, if we go from Los Angeles to New York,
从西海岸到东海岸
and take the train.
我们坐火车。
Yeah, the track, the two lines in the track.
火车的那两条轨道
They never will go. They will never separate.
他们永远不会分开。
So it means that if you are track number one,
如果你是第一条轨道
the Holy Spirit is track number two.
那么圣灵就是第二条轨道
Never leave you.
他永远不离开你。
And then also, the Lord Jesus says that he will abide in you.
主耶稣也说到圣灵来了他要住在你里面
Right inside
就在你里面
So when time goes on, when life goes on
所以当时间过去生命过去
Now if something's sad, he comforts
如果有悲伤的事情他安慰
Now if we are low, he encourages
如果我们低沉他来鼓舞
Now if we want to have some funny ideas, want to do funny things, he will say no
如果我们突发奇想要做一些奇怪的事情他也会让你知道。
And then, if we don't know where to go, he will lead.
如果我们不知道前面该怎么走，他就引导我们。
And he will just lead.
他就引导我们。
How far is he going to lead?
他要引导我们走多远呢？
From San Francisco to New York.
从旧金山一直到纽约。
And all the way around the earth.
然后绕地球一圈回来。
And then forever.
永远他都引导。
Brothers and sisters, this is what the Holy Spirit is.
这就是圣灵所赐的。
Sometimes we feel the Holy Spirit is not with us.
有的时候我们觉得圣灵好像不与我同在。
Because you put it in the closet.
因为我们把它放在这个柜子里。
Because you don't want him to walk with you.
因为我们不要他与我们同行。
But if we want, he will never leave us.
如果我们愿意的话，他永不会离开我们。
A few weeks ago, I heard a brother's testimony.
好几个礼拜以前，我听见一位弟兄的见证。
The next week, there is a meeting in his workplace.
在他工作的地方，下一个礼拜有一个会议。
Now he knew that something is going to have bad going to happen to him.
他知道呢，他预感到有一件不好的事情要临到。
So he was so nervous.
所以他非常紧张。
Now he this thing always.Drag him. He cannot get out of it.
这件事呢，好像抓住了他，他没有办法脱开。
And that Sunday, when he was sitting in the car,
那天呢，那个主日，他坐在车里面。
Now the Holy Spirit remind him.
圣灵就提醒他。
He said, "You know, remember, we are heavenly people."
你岂不记得我们都是属天的子民吗？
We live a heavenly life.
我们应该过一个属天的生活。
Now suddenly the burden dropped from my brother.
忽然之间，弟兄里面这个重担就脱落了。
And the meeting next week didn't bother him anymore.
下个礼拜要开的那个会一点都不搅扰他。
And thank the Lord when he really attended that meeting, nothing really happened.
感谢主。在那一个会议里面呢，并没有发生什么事情。
So, brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit is always with us.
所以弟兄姊妹们，圣灵一直与我们同在。
There was another younger sister.
还有另外一位年轻的姊妹。
She is in college.
她在大学读书。
Finals coming.
要考期末考。
And she felt that she was so much behind.
他感觉到他在功课上是落后很多。
And then her classmate says, "No, you spend too much time with your God."
他的同学告诉他说呢，你花太多的时间与你的神交往。
But the Lord told her.
但是主告诉他
to continue to go to Sunday.
你主日还是要来聚会。
Then the Lord even somehow our sister even find the energy, the time to drive about hour or so to a Friday night Bible study.
我们的姊妹呢，甚至在礼拜五晚上呢，开一个多钟头的时间车来参加读经聚会。
And then finally she said,
最后她说
she said, you know, actually, I find more time and more energy and more attention to prepare for the final.
她说我这样做使我觉得我有更多的时间，更多的体力，更好的来预备我的期末考。
And actually got a good grade.
实际上她就得着一个很好的成绩。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱弟兄姊妹
the Holy Spirit never leaves us.
圣灵从来不离开我。
If we are willing to consciously go to Him,
如果我们有意的、愿意的、甘心情愿来到圣灵面前
and really depend on Him,
我们真正的来依靠他
take Him as my best friend,
我们以他做我最好的朋友
and He will lead us on.
他就要引导我们往前
Yeah. And at the end,God's purpose on us will be fulfilled.
那么到最后，神的旨意要在我们身上成全。
Now I would just mention a couple more things about the Holy Spirit leading us.
好，最后我要再提到圣灵怎么引导我们这件事。
Now the John's Gospel says the Holy Spirit lead us into God's truth.
约翰福音告诉我们说，圣灵要引导我们。
Brothers and sisters, you know, we all have this experience. Before we believe in the Lord, the Bible is totally a closed door, closed book to us.
我们都有这个经验，在我们信主以前，圣经对我们而言是一本关闭的书。
Just to me, that's exactly the case.
对我而言，这确实就是这样。
You know, I tried to read, it didn't make any sense.
我试着要读圣经。一点都不明白。
Well, one day I was saved.
有一天我得救了。
And then the Bible becomes the Father's letter to me.
从此之后，圣经对我而言好像父亲写给我的信。
Especially like a love letter.
特别像一个爱情的书信。
For instance, this is when we were first saved.
弟兄姊妹们，这是我们刚得救的时候。
And then when we go on today.
然后我们一直走到今天。
Sometimes we feel.That Bible is a hard to understand.
有的时候我们仍然会感觉圣经很难明白。
And somehow there's something there that I want to touch his heart.
有一些事情呢，我想要让他摸到我的心的。
But dear brothers, everybody be depend on the Holy Spirit.
但是弟兄姊妹们，若是每一个依靠圣灵的人
，everybody depend on Holy Spirit to know God.
每一个依靠圣灵来认识神的人
Yeah, and you have to, because otherwise it won't work.
我们必须要这样，要不然的话，它是行不通的。
The First Peter, it has a wonderful description.
在彼得前书有一个很奇妙的描写。
And it's First Peter chapter 1, verse 11, I believe.
我相信是在彼得前书第一章第十一节。
These prophets in the old time,
在旧约时代的先知们
，They want to know what's going to happen at what time in what manner.
他们想要知道他们所传讲的事物是在什么时刻，而且怎样的时刻发生。
How do they know?
他们怎么会知道呢
？He said they seek the Spirit of God in them.
他们讲到呢，他们是在寻求在他们心里面基督的灵，让他们明白。
Yes, even the prophets.Have to depend on the Spirit of Christ in order to know anything.
即便是旧约时代的先知们，他们也需要依靠基督的灵来明白他们所传讲的事情。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱弟兄姊妹
we have to consciously go to the Holy Spirit to ask Him to explain stuff to us.
我们必须要有意的 来到圣灵面前求他解释我们要读的圣经。
And then the Lord Jesus also said the Holy Spirit actually glorified Jesus in us.
那么约翰福音里面主耶稣也告诉我们说圣灵来了乃是要荣耀他自己荣耀基督的。
Yes, because he's going to tell us what the Lord Jesus did.
因为他要让我们想起主耶稣所对我们说的话。
Brothers and sisters, what does that mean?
弟兄姊妹那是什么意思呢？
Brothers and sisters, it means sometimes we feel that we seem to be dry before the Lord.
这告诉我们说有的时候我们好像在主面前觉得很枯干。
And it seems that we know all the doctrines, but we don't see the Lord Jesus' glory.
我们知道一切的教训，但是我们却看不见主耶稣的荣耀。
I'm very thankful this morning our brother gave us a wonderful account of Nicodemus.
我非常感谢主，今天早晨我们弟兄把尼哥底母的情况给我们讲得非常清楚。
Nicodemus was so humble.
尼哥底母是那样的谦卑。
And Nicodemus knew that there's something he doesn't have.
尼哥底母知道，认识到他里面缺了一些东西。
Yeah, something very, very important.He couldn't touch God.
有一件非常重要的事情，就是他没有办法摸到神。
So he came to Jesus to seek that.
所以他到主耶稣面前来寻求这个。
So dear brothers and sisters.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
You know, if we feel that If we feel that there's a distance between me and the Lord Jesus,
如果我们感觉到在我和主耶稣之间有一个大的距离，
you know, other brothers and sisters can sing how wonderful, how marvelous.
有的弟兄姊妹们可以唱何等奇妙，何等惊异。
And then their heart are filled with joy.
而他们的唱的时候，心里面充满了喜乐。
Somehow it didn't affect me.
而在我的里面却什么都没有。
What should I do?
那我该怎么办？
Brothers and sisters, be like Nicodemus.
弟兄姊妹，这个时候要像尼哥底母。
Come to the Holy Spirit, say, I don't have it.
到圣灵的面前来说，我没有。
Come to the Holy Spirit, said, I need it.
来到圣灵面前，跟他说，我需要。
And then, surely, he's going to help us to touch the glory of Jesus.
必然的，他会帮助我们，让我们摸到主的荣耀。
Now, also the Holy Spirit teaches us how to pray.
圣灵来也教导我们如何祷告。
Now I should say he teaches us what to pray.
我应该这样说，他教导我们该祷告什么。
Yes, right. Let's take a look at.I think the Romans chapter 8, verse 26.
请我们来看罗马书第八章第二十六节。
This is very, very important. It's not a matter of how to pray. It is a matter of what to pray.
在这里是很重要的一件事。我们看见不是关于我们如何祷告，而是我们祷告什么。
Yes, so we do not know what to pray.
我们不知道要祷告什么。
This is what it says here.
这就是他在这里所说的。
You know, when we think this is a matter of how to pray, and then we think about the method, we think about, hey, should be in the morning, should be in the evening, should be nobody around.
如果我们讲到如何祷告，我们会讲到祷告的事情，应该在早上呢，或者晚上呢，或者是周围没有人的时候我才祷告呢。
But the key to the matter is what to pray.
但是在这件祷告的事情的关键问题呢是我们该祷告什么。
What do you want the Lord to do?
我们要主做什么。
So it's a matter of what.
所以那是什么的问题。
Yeah, so the Romans chapter 8 here, it says the Holy Spirit will use this, this groaning to intercede for us.
所以在这里保罗看见了圣灵要用说不出来的叹息为我们代祷。
According to God.
他乃是照着神。
So, dear brothers and sisters, what it means is the Holy Spirit who is in us will teach us what to pray.
这乃是他的意义乃是在我们里面的圣灵要教导我们祷告什么。
It gives a hint. The hint is according to God.
他给我们一个 暗示告诉我们说要照着神。
Yes, according to God means according to the will of God.
照着神，它意思就是照着神的旨意。
The verse after,
在这一节之后
it says, you know, all things work together for those who love God.
他说我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
And then immediately says, it's those who are called according to God's purpose.
接下来立刻他就说到，就是按着他旨意被召的人。
So then right after that next sentence,
在之下之后的一句话，
we're going to be conformed to the image of Son of God.
他说我们就要被磨成神儿子的形象。
So this is a matter of purpose.
所以这是关乎目的旨意的一件事。
So the Holy Spirit teaches us what to pray according to the purpose of God.
圣灵教导我们该如何照着神的旨意来祷告。
Yes. And what? I mean, to pray what?
我们要为什么来祷告？
Yes. So, finally, he will bring us into the conform us to the image of Christ.
最后他要把我们磨成基督的形象。
But the key thing is what to pray.
这关键的事乃是我们祷告什么。
Now allow me to give you my little experience in the past 2 years.
请容许我向大家讲一点我过去两年的经历。
2 years ago, right after the conference, I was diagnosed as having prostate cancer.
两年之前，在这个西岸追求聚会之后，我检查出来有前列腺癌症。
Yeah, and to me, I always thought this is somebody else's problem. I never thought I would get cancer.
在这之前呢，我想这都是别人的问题，我绝不会。得癌症。
So for a few days, I wait before the Lord. What does this mean?
所以我用了几天的时间等候在主的面前询问这是什么意思。
So somehow the Lord touched my heart to ask the Lord for one thing.
不知道为什么，主好像摸到我的心，要我问一件事情。
Yeah.The Holy Spirit told me to ask the Lord for one thing.
圣灵教导我向神问一件事情。
要一件事。
要一件事情。
So I told the Lord, I said, Lord, you know, if you want to take me, I'll be happy to go with you.
我跟主说，主啊，若是你要接我回家，我很高兴与你同在。
Yeah, but if you want to keep me here, then you have to.Give me the energy to serve you as before.
若是你要留我在地上，你要给我像以前一样侍奉你的那个体力和能力。
Yeah. So thank the Lord, he took my fear away.
感谢主，他就把我的惧怕除去了。
Now, two months later, I went to surgery.
两个月之后，我动了手术。
And after the surgery,The doctor discovered that I have another cancer.
在手术之后，医生们发现我别的地方也有癌症。
And it's in the bladder.
是在我的膀胱。
So it suddenly is like one storm is over, another storm comes.
这好像呢，一个风暴刚刚过去，又来了第二个。
But that night when I was before the Lord.
那一天晚上，我又来到主面前。
Yeah, it's in the hospital.
在医院里。
So the Lord showed me Psalm 103.
主把诗篇103篇给我。
My heart blesses the Lord.
我的心要称颂主。
And to forget not all his benefit.
不要忘记他一切的好处。
Yeah, he has forgiven all my iniquities.
他赦免了我一切的罪愆。
And healed all my diseases.
而且医治了我所有的疾病。
So at that time,I think to heal my diseases was probably the most important thing.
在那个时刻呢，医治了我一切的疾病，对我而言是最重要的一
件。But what struck me is not that.
但是叫我吃惊的却不是这个。
What struck me was he has forgiven all my iniquities.
真正叫我吃惊的乃是主向我保证他赦免了我一切的罪孽。
Yeah. Brothers and sisters, iniquity is against God.
弟兄姊妹们，什么叫做罪孽呢？就是敌对神。
Yes, a complaint.
我们向神抱怨。
Against God.
我们与神作对。
The Lord saw my heart.
主他看见我的心。
And he has forgiven all that.
他把这一切都赦免。
And I know one thing.
我知道一件事。
He will never leave me.
他永不离开我。
No, whether I live or whether I die, he will not leave me.
不论我活着或者我死，他永不离开我。
4 months later, I had another operation on this bladder.
4个月之后，我膀胱也做了手术。
Yeah, and then when I saw the pathology report,
当我看病理报告的时候，
I thank the Lord, it's all clear now. No cancer.
啊，我全身都干净了，没有癌细胞了。
And then I felt myself that I'm like a brand pulling out from the fire.
那时候我感觉我好像是从火中抽出来的一根柴。
But the Holy Spirit led me to think differently.
但是圣灵呢，却引导我有不同的想法。
He led me to this Zechariah chapter 3.
他领我来看撒加利亚书第三章。
About this brand pulling out from fire.
啊，讲到那从火中抽出来的那一根柴。
The Joshua and the others came back to Jerusalem.
就是那个时候的大祭司约西亚和其他的祭司们从被掳之地归回。
And all together, 45,000 people.
和所罗巴伯一起回来的大概有45,000人。
Yeah, and then he came back. There was this picture of Satan and Joshua and the Lord.
在那里一幅图画，好像呢，撒旦站在约书亚和这个主耶和华神中间。
And Satan was accusing Joshua.
撒旦呢，在神的面前控告。
Look how dirty you are.
你看看你身上多污秽。
You people come back, this is useless.
你们这些被掳归回的人毫无用处。
And then Joshua didn't say a thing.
约书亚一句话也不说。
And the Lord Jehovah said two things.
主耶和华却说了两件事情。
He said, I have chosen Jerusalem.
我拣选了耶路撒冷。
And this is a brand pulling out from fire.
这个人好像从火中抽出来的一根柴一样。
Brother, sister, what does it mean that I have chosen Jerusalem?
那么弟兄姊妹们，神说我拣选了耶路撒冷，这什么意思呢？
Jerusalem is my purpose.
因为耶路撒冷乃是我的旨意。
Jerusalem will be restored to glory.
耶路撒冷必须恢复他的荣耀。
Now this person, I have pulled him out of fire.
这一个我从火中抽出来的这一个人
is for the glory of Jerusalem.
他是为着耶路撒冷的荣耀而回来的。
I thank the Lord. The Lord spoke to my heart.
我感谢主，主用这个向我的心说话。
You know, all these things, I don't know next day what's going to happen. But no matter what, from now on, I live for the glory of God.
从那个时刻开始，我不知道发生了什么事情。但是我是为着神而活了。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
set me free from all these things.
那使我呢，从一切的事情上得着了释放。
Disease is not a problem.
疾病再不对我是一个威胁。
Suffering is not a problem.
受苦也不是个问题。
Inconvenience is not a problem.
不方便也不是问题。
I have to live for the glory of God.
我是为着神的荣耀而活。
So beautiful.
这何等的美。
So liberating.
这是何等的释放。
So my dear brothers and sisters.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
The key is to pray what? What to pray?
关键乃是我们要祷告什么?
What do you want out of the Lord?
你向着主你要什么?
That's what you pray.
那是我们要祷告。
And when we so pray,
如果我们这样祷告,
He will for sure answer.
他一定要回答我们。
Now if we ask that,Lord, you know, next year I have to be promoted three times.
如果你祷告主说，主啊，明年我要升三级。
That's not according to the will of God.
那不是照着神的旨意。
He will for sure not answer.
主绝对不会回答你。
If that happens,
如果那个发生了,
if you have to be really careful,
你要非常小心。
You have to come back to the Lord.
你要到主面前来。
Say, I'm sorry. To say, I'm sorry.
你要跟主说，主啊，对不起。
I asked for this foolish thing.
我要了这个愚昧的事情。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm happy. I still have 10 minutes.
我很高兴我还有十分钟可以讲
Lastly, the necessity of chastening.
最后我要讲到管教的必要
Hebrews chapter 12
在希伯来书第十二章
Whenever the father receives a son
当一个父亲接纳一个儿子
He will discipline him
他一定要管教他
Brothers and sisters, we are all familiar with this
我们弟兄姊妹我们都熟悉这件事
I'll just give you an example of David
我要用大卫给大家一个例子
We said that David you know, after he killed Goliath and before he became king, it was such a difficult time.
我们知道大卫，他杀了哥利亚到他做王之间，他经历了一段非常艰难的时刻。
It's an endless trial.
好像是无穷尽的试炼。
He had no place to sleep.
他连睡觉的地方都找不到。
People always were after him.
人总在追赶他。
He would go from cave to cave.
他从一个山洞逃到另外一个
山洞。He did nothing wrong.
他没有做任何错的事。
And all these things happened to him.
而这些事情一再的发生在他身上。
Now he prayed to the Lord.
他向主祷告。
You know, he never complained.
他没有抱怨。
He never told the Lord, Lord, why do you let these things happen to me? He never.
他从来没有向主说，主啊，你为什么容许这些事发生在我身上？
And there was a psalm, There's a psalm, Psalm 61.
在诗篇61篇
Actually, many psalms you can read.
实际上呢，有许多的诗篇都有同样的话。
But the Psalm 61, verse 2, it spoke to my heart.
诗篇61篇第二节向我的心说话。
It says, From the end of the earth, I cry to the Lord.
他说，从地极，我向我的主呼求。
When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to a rock which is higher than I.
我心里发昏的时候，我要从地极求告你，求你领我到那比我更高的灵磐磐石。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
I think this is David's constant prayer.
我相信呢，这是大卫一直的祷告。
Yeah. Lead me when my heart is overwhelmed.
当我心里发昏的时候。
Lead me to a rock which is higher than I.
求你领我到那比我更高的磐石。
Even I'm at the end of the earth.
即便我到了地极。
When my heart is overwhelmed.
我的心里面发昏。
Lead me to a rock which is higher than I.
领我到比我更高的磐石。
Then later,When he became king,
当他做了王,
he started, you know, everything he did now was under the microscope.
他所做的每一件事好像都被放在放大镜、显微镜底下。
And then he made mistakes.
当他犯了错,
he even sinned.
他甚至犯了罪,
in a way that many of us didn't do.
他犯的罪是我们许多人都不会做的。
And then there's a song.
他写了一首诗
Psalm 118
在诗篇118篇
Verse 18
第十八节
The Lord has chastened me severely
耶和华虽严严地惩治我
But he has not given me over to death
却未曾将我交于死亡
Brothers and sisters, yes The Lord has chastened him severely
弟兄姊妹们，确实神严严的惩治了他。
So if we know what happened after he sinned,
我们知道在他犯罪之后，他 发生在他身上的事情。
The sword never left his house.
刀剑从来没有离开过他的家。
And it's all his punishment.
一直都有惩罚。
So the Lord has chastened me severely.
所以主神呢，严严的惩治他。
But he has not given me over to death.
但是他却没有将我交给死亡。
So here, brothers and sisters, you see two things.
所以弟兄姊妹们，在这里我们看见两件事情。
It is the severe chastening of the Lord.
乃是主严严的惩治。
And there's also the mercy of the Lord.
另外一件就是我们也看见神的怜悯。
Sometimes I thought, if I were David, I was chastened so severely from the Lord, I would just say, Lord, goodbye. I go somewhere else.
好，是不是我想的？若是主这样严严的惩治我，我就跟主说，主啊，再见了，我去别的地方。
But here, when David says that he has not given me over to death, David has a thanksgiving in his heart.
当大卫这样说，神却未曾将我交于死亡。他心里面存着感恩。
So on one hand, there's a severe chastening of the Lord.
所以一面来说，他接受神严严的惩治。
On the other hand, he depend on the mercy of the Lord.
但是另外一面呢，他却依靠神的怜悯和慈爱。
The other thing I find very startling, very special.
另外一件事，我觉得叫我惊奇，叫我感觉。非常特别的
Psalm 150 Psalms. There are 150 Psalms.
诗篇一共有150篇
And when every time when transgression, sins, or iniquity was mentioned,
每一次在诗篇里面讲到过犯、罪孽、罪恶的时候
Now, oftentimes it says our transgression.
许多时候都讲到我们的过犯。
Our sins,
我们所犯的罪
our iniquities,
我们的罪孽
but there were at least 10 psalms by David.
但是至少有十篇的诗是大卫所写的
It says, my transgression.
他在那里说到我的过犯
my sins,
我的罪孽
and my iniquities,
我所犯的罪愆
There's a difference between ours and mine.
讲到我们的和我的是有不同的。
Ours is somebody else's business.
讲我们的那是指着别人的事。
Mine is here, is me.
我的就讲到在这里，就在我身上。
My transgression.
这是我的过犯。
My sins.
我的罪。
And my iniquity.
这是我的罪罪孽罪愆。
So you can find this in Psalm 25.
这个你可以看见在。诗篇二十五篇
and Psalm 32,
诗篇三十二篇
Psalm 38,
诗篇三十八篇
and so on, of course, Psalm 51, the whole Psalm.
然后我们看见呢，整个五十一篇都是讲到他自己的罪
and Psalm 69,
然后六十九篇
10 of them I count 10 of the Psalms.
有十篇这样的诗是大卫做的。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们
，David didn't let these things go.
大卫没有轻易的放过他自己的罪。
David didn't let my transgression go.
他没有让我自己的罪轻易的就过去。
David didn't let my sins go.
他没有让我自己所犯的错，我的罪过。
David didn't let my iniquity go.
他也没有让他自己的罪孽过去。
Bring it to the Lord.
把它带到主面前。
Lord, take this thing away.
主啊，把这些罪孽除去。
I don't want this thing to be a veil between me and you.
我不要让这些罪成为我和你之间的那个遮蔽、那个幔子。
So thank the Lord for that.
我们为此感谢主。
This is how David faced these things.
这是。大卫怎样面对这些事情
And of course in Psalm 139
当然在诗篇139篇
Now we're all familiar with a couple of verses
我们都非常熟悉它里面的几句
Search me, O God
他说鉴察我神啊
And in Psalm 139 verse 23 to 24
在诗篇139篇23、24节
Search me, O God, and know my heart
神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思。
Prove me and know my thoughts.
试炼我，知道我的意念。
And see if there is any grievous way in me.
看在我里面有什么恶行没有。
Lead me to the way everlasting.
引导我走永生的道路。
Brothers and sisters, this morning, our brother talks about the kingdom of heavens.
今天早晨，我们的弟兄讲到天的国度。
Nicodemus wants to know the kingdom of heavens.
尼哥底母盼望认识天的国度。
And the Lord Jesus helped him.
主耶稣就帮助了。
In the Matthew's gospel,
在马太福音里。
The Lord Jesus said,
主耶稣说,
From John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heavens is taken by violence. The violent seize upon it.
自施洗约翰到如今, 天国是用强暴进入的, 唯有那强暴的人能得着。
Seize by violence.
是用强暴去抓住他。
My brother have helped me a long time ago. This violence is not against other people. Violence is against me.
我们弟兄许久以前用这一节来帮助我，告诉我说，这强暴不是对别人，而是对自己。
The violence is against me. The violence is against my flesh.
这一个强暴是对付我自己，对付我的肉体。
And that opens the way to the kingdom of heaven.
那个为我打开了去天国的道路。
Dear brothers and sisters, when you see the story of David,
亲爱弟兄姊妹，当你看大卫的故事的时候，
when we read his psalms,
当我们读他的诗篇，
when we realize that he kept saying, Lord, my sin, my transgression, my iniquity,
当我们读诗篇里面他这样说，主啊，我的罪，我的过犯，我的罪孽。
He did not want any of these things to become a veil between his heart and the Lord's heart.
他不要让任何这些事情成为他和神之间的那个幔子，那个遮蔽。
So he was doing violence to himself.
所以他对他自己非常的强暴。
He was doing violence to his own flesh.
他对他自己的肉体非常的强暴。
Thank the Lord.
感谢主。
After many years,
经过许多年之后，
the Lord says, David is after my heart.
主才能够这样说，大卫是合我心意的人。
Yeah, he will do all my will.
他要遵行我一切的旨意。
Now when he lives on earth, he has served my purpose in his own generation.
当他在世上活着的时候，照着神的旨意服侍了他那一个世代。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
David was a real son.
大卫真是神的儿子。
So brothers and sisters, I hope that we can see that from the Old Testament to New Testament.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们可以从旧约到新约看见。
The Lord wants covenant with us.
神要与我们立约。
The Lord wants to give us sonship.
神要给我们儿子的名分。
Now he wants us to be his real sons according to the sonship.
他要我们照着他儿子的名分做他的真儿子。
Now he wants us to be real sons in the likeness of Lord Jesus.
他要我们真成为他的儿子，像他，像我们主耶稣基督那个样子。
He wants to conform us to the image of his son.
他要把我们磨成他儿子的形象。
And then let his son lead us to glory.
让他的儿子引导我们进荣耀。
Because he will lead many sons to glory.
因为他要引导众子进荣耀。
What should we do, brothers and sisters?
弟兄姊妹们，我们该怎么做呢？
You know, I believe, I pray that the Lord has given us a urge to actually seek to be the son according to sonship.
我相信呢，啊，主给我们里面一个啊迫切的感觉，我们要啊照着儿子的名分，我们来做儿子。
So let us pray for ourselves and for each other.
所以我们请大家为自己祷告，也彼此代祷。
Now we pray that we can be conformed to the image of Lord Jesus.
我们祷告，我们能够被磨成我们主耶稣基督的形象。
Now we pray that the Holy Spirit's leading that we will obey.
我们也祷告，圣灵 无论怎样引导我们，我们能顺服。
And not only obey, we obey with thanks.
不仅我们顺服，而且我们带着感恩的心来顺服。
Yeah, we don't obey with grudges. We obey with thanks.
我们不是拖拖拉拉带着抱怨来顺服。
And also, when the chastening comes,
并且当管教临到的时候，
now we pray that we can accept.
我们祷告主，让我们能够接受。
And not only accept, but accept with thanks.
不仅接受，而且带着感恩的心接受。
Yeah. So when chastening comes, we don't want to say, "Oh Lord, again, you are chastening me again."
所以，但愿当主管教我们，不要向主说：“主啊，你怎么又管教我呢？”
We thank the Lord; His chastening is good for us.
我们感谢主，他的管教对我们有益。
There's no correction more effective than His chastening.
没有一个修正比他的管教来得更有效。
And then also, we pray that we can take up the responsibility of a son.
并且我们也祷告主，让我们能够拿起做儿子的那个职责。
Yeah, like our Lord Jesus.
就像我们主耶稣一样。
And like this David.
就像大卫一样。
So, we have to think of Father's thinking.
所以我们能够思想像父那样的意念。
What is he thinking?
他在想什么？
What does he want?
他要什么？
What is his burden?
在他心中的负担是什么？
What is burden for you and for me?
他为着你和我的负担是什么？
What is thinking? What is burden for his own church?
他为着他自己教会的，他所想的，他的意念和他的负担是什么？
That ought to be our thinking.And that ought to be our burden.
愿那个应该成为我们的意念、我们的思想和我们的负担。
And also the father's worries.
并且父所忧虑的。
His father's sadness.
父所伤心难过的。
Yeah. If there's something in me that saddens his heart, I have to know.
如果我里面有一些事叫父的心伤痛难过的，我必须要知道。
You know, I have to ask the Holy Spirit to tell me, to help me to know that I have saddened the heart of my father.
我需要求圣灵帮助我，让我知道我什么地方叫父的心伤心。
And not like the beginning of Isaiah, it says, "My people do not consider."
不要像在以赛亚书一开头的时候讲的，我的百姓，我的子民，他们根本不在意。
So have the burden.Of his burden.
所以但愿我们以他的负担做我们的负担。
And do the work which is his work.
而我们做他要做的工。
And finally, brothers and sisters, as to this representation.
最后弟兄姊妹们，我们讲到关于代表。
The Lord says, I'm the God of Abraham, of Isaac, of Jacob.
主说到我是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
When we go out,
当我们出去，
when we go home,
我们回家，
we go to school,
我们上学，
we go to work,
我们去工作，
the Lord is the God of you and God of me.
主是你的神，也是我的神。
We represent him.
我们代表他。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we thank you, we praise you.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, when we see...What you have done, what you have wanted among your people over generations.
主啊，我们在历史历代看见你所完成的和你所要得着的事。
And we see how fervent your heart is to have us as your sons.
我们看见你要得着我们做你的众子，你的心是极其的火热。
To walk your ways.
我们能够行你的道路。
To think your thinking.
我们来思想你所思想。
To burden.To be burdened with your burden.
我们得着你心中要的负担做负担。
So Lord, we pray that you have mercy on us.
所以主，我们向你祷告，
give us,
向我们施怜悯。
Give us a willingness.
给我们一个乐意的心。
To yield ourselves to you.
让我们把自己降服在你面
前。To yield ourselves to our Lord Jesus.
我们向主耶稣基督降服。
And to yield ourselves to your Holy Spirit.
并且把我们自己降服在圣灵底下。
That you can indeed lead us on.
好叫你真能引导我们往前。
Yeah, so that we can be be truly your sons according to sonship.
好叫我们真照着儿子的名分做你的儿子。
To satisfy your heart.
来满足你的心。
To the praise of your glory.
好叫你的荣耀得着称赞。
In the name of Lord Jesus.
奉我们主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen.